Closer to home here, the Vatican Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity issued a statement this week expressing regret at a decision within the Anglican Communion to allow women to be ordained bishops. The statement points out that this decision will have consequences on the future of dialogue between the Holy See and the Church of England, which, it says, has borne much fruit up till now. On Monday, the Church of England's governing body came one step closer to ordaining women bishops with a vote that followed 6 hours of heated debate within the General Synod meeting in the northern city of York. Though this is just the beginning of a long process, the Vatican statement suggests it is being seen as a significant step with serious consequences for the ecumenical dialogue.
Clearly it is significant, but not the legislation. It's not something that's going to create women bishops overnight.
Reverend David Richardson is director of the Anglican Centre here in Rome.
But in terms of the publicity and the world press, this is the kind of crucial moment, because it was a moment when it was decided that rather than put into play the possibility of alternative oversight for those who couldn't in conscience work with women bishops, the Synod has decided that there will not be alternative oversight, but simply guidelines for the way forward. Now, at one level, that's actually a statement of Catholic theology, because the alternative oversight thing means creating a second church within a church anyway. So at one level, this is quite a conservative way to go. At another level, it makes the conservatives feel left out in the cold.
There have, of course, been women priests in England for over 10 years now, and there are women bishops, in fact, in other parts of the Anglican Communion. Is there still really so much resistance to the idea in Britain, or is it a very vocal minority?
My sense is that if it's a vocal minority, it's a large vocal minority. It's certainly very vocal, and it's certainly very passionate, and it's certainly a minority that hasn't diminished in the years of there being women priests. That said, there are people, I'm sure a lot of people in England now, who would have voted against women in ordained ministry, and who, having worked with them, have changed their minds. But a lot of people haven't, and haven't for a range of reasons. The most interesting one from my point of view, and I guess from the Vatican's point of view, is the one which says that the Church of England, as a part of the Church Catholic, hasn't the right to unilaterally make decisions like this. Now, as I say, they haven't actually made that decision yet. All they've done is to decide to put legislation up, which will be debated probably in 2 to 3 years' time.
As you know, the Vatican has responded, saying that this is a further obstacle to reconciliation between Catholics and the Church of England. What is your reaction to that? How serious of an ecumenical obstacle is this, in your view?
It is certainly an obstacle, but it's an obstacle that really has to be addressed. The Anglican Communion has been working in two directions, as it were, on the ecumenical front. It's been working very hard with the Roman Catholic Church, with the archic statements, to agree various theological statements. On the other hand, within the Anglican Communion around the world, there have been strong forces for ordaining women as priests and bishops for quite a long time. So it's much better that the Anglican Church fesses up to where its theology is going, rather than to have discussions about ecumenism that are not actually reflecting the mind of the Church.
And my thanks there to Reverend David Richardson, Director of the Anglican Centre here in Rome.